Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English Language News, Hungary Reports. I'm Hajnalka Tóth with today's news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. Let's get started. Europe cannot build its future on immigration instead of families, said Viktor Orbán at the Budapest Demography Forum's opening ceremony. The Prime Minister called it dangerous that European politicians think of migrants as a blessing who will be able to solve their economic and demographic problems, since it's European civilization and Europe's culture that are at stake.
Hungary's goal is to become a family-friendly country, said Viktor Orbán at the Budapest Demographic Forum, adding that to reach that goal, the country still has to work hard. So that those who decide to have children, who imagine their lives in family form, feel that they aren't the only ones doing all that they can for the nation, but their nation is also doing all it can for them, said the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister emphasized in his opening speech that it's important to talk about demographics openly, free of political taboos, as widely as it's possible. He said that today there are places where even using the word family causes concern. The Prime Minister called the European claim that if a government supports families, it expresses that it holds other lifestyle in lower esteem. Nonsense. He added that the question of same-sex marriage is a lovely and important issue, but only of secondary importance. The Prime Minister called it dangerous that there are politicians in Brussels who say that migrants have to be thought as a blessing, because they can solve economic and demographic problems. He said that it's an untruthful and dangerous thought, because it may upset the continent's family-oriented balance. We want a Europe built on families and not on immigration. We want the EU to get rid of the mentalities that are tying it down, and to return to that values and policies that made it greatly successful, he said. Finally, Viktor Orbán stated that he trusts that more and more European leaders will dare to stand next to the importance of family-friends EU policy.
The collection of signatures will start this weekend against the mandatory migrant quotas, said the spokesperson of the Fidesz parliamentary faction on M1 News. János Halász explained that the reason for the action is that Hungary has to be protected, and that neither Hungarians nor European citizens were asked about the introduction of the quota system, and the measure would be forced into action by the European Committee against the will of nation-states. Hungary was right to stop the wave of migrants, said Dana Rohrabacher at the seating of the U.S. House of Representatives Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Europe. Several people defended Hungary along with the subcommittee's Republican chairman. The representative, Jeff Duncan, even asked U.S. Ambassador Colleen Bell to retract her statements made last week.
Ambassador Colleen Bell works for you, does she not?
Republican Representative Jeff Duncan asked Assistant Secretary Victoria Nuland at the House Representatives hearing on Wednesday. After she replied yes, the Republican representative asked why Colleen Bell attacked Hungary, the valuable NATO ally of the U.S. Colleen Bell put several critiques into words concerning Hungary last week. She said that corruption is a grave problem and there are issues with the independence of courts as well. She denounced that, as she said, migrants are stigmatized and often regarded as enemies in Hungary.
Congressman, I'm not sure specifically what comments of hers you may be referring to. She gave a speech last week where she reaffirmed U.S. support for a Hungary that is increasingly democratic. We have had concerns about government policy with regard to attacking corruption. We've had concerns about repression of media. I think she was probably, if it's the speech I'm...
She chastised the sovereign nation's ability to secure its own borders and put fencing up if they so chose. Did she not?
Again, I would have to go back and look at precisely what she said. We have had concerns, as has the EU as a whole, about EU member states erecting fences against EU policy between each other. We have instead tried to support the policy of the EU as a whole to work together and to be in solidarity with each other in addressing the migrant crisis.
Are you going to...
Jeff Duncan later said that he doesn't agree with intervening in a sovereign country's internal affairs. He asked if U.S. diplomacy will also chastise Germany and Slovenia if they take action on the migrant crisis.
Is the U.S. policy one to interfere with sovereign nations in Europe and their ability to provide services for their own citizens and deal with the migration crisis? Is that the policy of the administration?
In her reply, Victoria Nuland said that, on the contrary, they support the EU's overall policy of working together to handle the migrant situation.
And they start rebuilding.
Representative Duncan finally suggested to Assistant Secretary Nuland that she read Ambassador Bell's speech and to return to the question later.
Statements, and we have a retraction on that. Now you're back.
Péter Szijjártó confirmed about bilateral cooperation with his Indonesian colleague in Luxembourg. So far, several Hungarian companies have been successful on the Indonesian market. For example, a Hungarian company is building water treatment plants, and another is starting mobile payment services for the largest cell phone manufacturer in Indonesia. To further improve trade relations, Exim Bank has insured a $148 million credit line, and an agreement has been made on a higher education scholarship exchange program. The Foreign Affairs Minister has also agreed that Prime Minister Viktor Orban will visit Indonesia at the beginning of 2016. Small boots, braided ponytails, and enthusiastic children. The countdown has started. The first broadcast of the show, Föl Szállott a Páva, airs on Friday. This year, the small ones will be in the spotlight of public media and the Hungarian Heritage House's joint talent competition. The viewers will see 48 productions each week, among them folk music and folk dancing acts. Children were already preparing eagerly on Thursday, a day before the show.
The Hungarian Public Media Center was full of children on Thursday. Some were preparing in the corridors. And others were preparing at the studio for the last rehearsals. This year, the children will have a main role in the talent show for Szállott a Páva. The girls of the Rózsa Bimbó singing group brought folk songs from Bajna, which is a village near Tatabánya, where they come from. Zorka Hadobán said she decided she wants to sing when she saw the first season of the show. Stage is ready as well. The participants rehearsed the full program from the beginning to the end, till the live show on Friday. Peter Novak, one of the hosts of the show, said, "We are going to have an exciting night. The creators hope through the children the message of the show will be able to get to a wider audience."
The
love for dance and music radiates from the performance, and from this age group it radiates through the TV screens. I can definitely say that it's possible to become committed to folk dance and folk music because of this show, he said. Overall, more than 48 participants have got in the live show in four categories. The viewers will see these in the following weeks. From the semi-finals, the audience will also be able to vote besides the jury. The finals will be on the 18th of December.
A man with surprising acrobatic skills, given the nickname the Hungarian Spider-Man, robbed multiple houses in Győr, Mosonmagyaróvár, and Debrecen. He climbed up walls at night to get into empty first-floor apartments. He then proceeded to break open terrace doors and cut the alarm systems. He cut holes in safes he found and stole cash and jewelry several times, worth millions of forints. He sold his findings through resetters. The man lived a luxurious lifestyle in Budapest and even had his own stables. He was caught in the act back in June. Proceedings against him are ongoing in 10 of the country's counties.
We led investigations in nearly 10 counties. Our criminal looted 12.5 kilos of gold jewelry in hundreds of crimes, which he probably had committed in the past years. This is about 250 million worth of scrap gold, and it is a serious value.
Stick around for Russian news after the national anthem. Árpád Szőci will be waiting tomorrow, so don't forget to tune in to Hungary Reports or catch us online. Thanks for watching. Good night.